everyone. Welcome to Everyday Theologian, where we educate, empower, and equip you to know why you believe what you believe. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. When I say us, it's just me, as you might have already realized. We are going to wrap up season two, the 35th podcast of the year, which is crazy. With me just kind of sharing a little bit about a book that I just wrote and released. It is called What is the Bible? And it's a children's book. I'm going to be honest, I never thought that I would write a children's book until I had kids. And, you know, before bed, you're reading these children's books to your kids. And I just really wanted to read one that gave them a foundation for biblical principles, teaching them who God is. And I know if you're listening as well and you're a Christian mom or dad, that's something that you desire as well. So I was actually tasked with an assignment at school. I am in seminary at Dallas Theological Seminary last year to write an extensive paper about what the Bible is. So what I mean by that is that the Bible is inerrant, infallible, inspired, sufficient, and authoritative for our lives. And in this book, if you're watching the video, you kind of see me holding it, flipping it around. But on the back of the book, you will see those five principles broken down for you. And as well as telling you how I explain that to children. So when we say, read the Bible, hey, everybody needs to read the Bible, that can just kind of fall on an ear and then bounce back off, right? When we just tell someone what to do. But when we explain to people and our children why this is important, it's more apt to really penetrate the heart and stick in there and then give them a reason to read the Bible in their daily lives. So when I talk about inerrancy, you'll read that the Bible is true. Infallibility, that the Bible cannot fail. God's inspiration, that the Bible is God's word and from God. That it's sufficient, it's what we need for our lives, and it's authoritative, that it governs how we live our lives. We are to submit to the Word of God. Now, when I say all of that, this is written within a way that your child can understand and learn. And I was also asked, okay, Charlie, well, you wrote a kid's book, but kids are from, you know, 0 to 18, what's the age range for this book? Which is a great question. My answer to that is I read this to my kids who are 1 and 3, but I would not stop there. If you have an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, this is a great tool to, one, allow them to read, you know, maybe read out loud, read to their siblings if they have some, but also give them the challenge of picking out the theology words and the concepts behind each page. Ask them, hey, what page talks about inerrancy? It's not, we don't just throw around big theology words to sound smart. There's actually a depth and a meaning behind theology words. And that's the principle of even knowing them, is knowing what they are and how they apply to our lives. So when we talk about infallibility, inspiration, ask your child, hey, which page is talking about this? What does that mean? And how does this resonate with how we should live? This book is illustrated by Mark Breyer. He did a wonderful job. The pictures are way past any expectation that I had. And if you're watching on video, I'm just going to flip over to a page. You will see bright colors, fun animation, and really the concepts. My 3-year-old, she was picking out the concepts with the pictures, you know, because she can't read yet. Even though she tries to sit down and read me books, it's a lot of mumbling. You know what I mean? But so where can you get this book? This book is available on Amazon. It's also available on Barnes and Noble. You just type in "What is the Bible?" With my name, Charlie Rose, and it will definitely come up. I also want to stop and thank you guys for, man, making this book climb the charts in its category the first week that I released and announced about it. It reached number 15, which to me, I was absolutely mind blown that you guys were purchasing it. And then not only that, leaving great reviews, giving me really kind words of encouragement. Yeah, that was so uplifting to me and I really appreciate it. So if you haven't got this book yet, I encourage you to do so. I have also been asked, will I do any book signings? There is one being scheduled. I don't really like to talk about book signings because I'm not that cool of a person and I have a kind of ugly signature, but I'm going to be doing a book reading to children at Living Water Bookstore here in Paris within the next couple months. And if you're just absolutely dying to have my chicken scratch signature, I will put it on a book for you. But thank you guys so much. Really, this podcast wrapping up season two, the last podcast of the year, I just really want to extend my thankfulness for you for listening, for being so encouraging. I truly hope these podcasts have helped you grow in your understanding of who God is and what that means for your life, how to live your life, love the people around you, and also desperately have deep conversations with people that are out of gentleness and respect and love. Yes, we can disagree. I think it's incredibly important to know why you believe what you believe and stand firm on that. But those conversations should always have grace and love within them. And through Everyday Theologian Podcast, I hope you've seen that with each guest that's come on the show. You may not have always agreed with them, but I hope that they have spurred you to dive deeper to know why you believe what you believe. Thank you again for the encouragement with the book. If you guys have any questions about season one, season two, any topic, please reach out. If you would like to see topics covered, please reach out. I get a lot of ideas from your feedback. And yeah, I'm kind of sad to end this because I have thoroughly enjoyed spending time with you guys, interacting with you online, and also having each guest on the show. If you have been a guest on the show, thank you so much. This would not have been possible and not as much fun if it was just me sitting here every week. If you're listening, you probably agree right now. So thank you guys so much. I hope you have wonderful holidays coming up and we will see you guys next year. Bye.
Don't forget to check out everydaytheologian.life. for more biblical and theological resources, and also some exclusive merchandise.